Right now, we're going to go to New York, and Marge is on the phone. Welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Why, thank you. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing great. I see your picture here. It looks like we've got a little kitchen issue there. Tell us all about it.
Well, we built our house about 8 years ago, and our builder took off, and we've had nothing but trouble with it. And we noticed that there was like a little bump in the laminate behind the sink. That's where that is. It's behind the sink faucet. So yep. We put a little heating lamp on it, to thinking that it, you know, may have been water on it and drying it to dry it out. And then I think what happened is we melted the glue.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Can that be repaired?
Well, it's going to be a tough one, because what's happened there, I suspect that that is a particle board type of material that the laminate.
Yeah, it's laminate.
Yeah, and that was attached to. And what happens is it swells up. And when it swells up, it's definitely moisture related, and moisture somehow from splashing up behind that sink gotten in there, and it swells that wood up, and there's not much you can do. I mean, there's a, I don't know, I could see almost taking a thin bladed putty knife and kind of, you know, kind of moving some of it out of the way, kind of pulling it out of there, maybe use a vacuum cleaner or shop vac to pull to where you have a little room to push that back in. But I just don't know if you could make it a successful repair to where you wouldn't really be able to see it, especially at an area where you're standing at a sink looking at that wall. It might be able to be pulled back in, but it's going to be a tough one to do. You have your sink, your faucet there, so that could almost be used as a little leverage to put some wood against it if you can get enough of that particle board out. But it'll be a little risky, but a replacement's inevitable at some point on that.
Okay.
I wish I could.
Alrighty.
Wish I could tell you a secret potion to put on that, but it's going to be a tough one to repair.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
Well, I hope that's the worst thing that happens to you all year long right there.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Well, thanks so much for being a part of the show today, and have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Our pleasure. Thank you. Well, that is one of those things when you see the picture, Joe, and I know, you know, pulling that particle board. You know, particle board's got such a bad name. If it's used right, it's fine. But it can't be used when water touches it. Any kind of, no matter what quality it is, you
right.
get that water in there, it's going to swell and that glue is going to go away.
Yeah, that photograph could have been taken in my kitchen about 8 years ago. I had the exact same problem, and you're right. There's no way to fix it. You have to pull it off. And because there's water seeping under that too. And, you know, she's going to find the drywall behind it or whatever behind it. There's also water stain, probably some mold in there. So, yeah, unfortunately, there's no way to fix that. Once it gets swollen like that, you're never going to get it back. So
yeah,
you got to pull it out, make the repair, and put in granite sure. or tile or something else. Yeah.
And you might have the exact same thing that Marge is dealing with here. We have that picture online right now at todayshomeowner.com/radio. So check it out, and hopefully your kitchen doesn't look the same way.